Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, January 11th. Currently with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 93%, the wind speed is calm, the barometric pressure is 29.81, and the dew point is 28 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Electric buses are one step closer to becoming part of the fleet at the Caney School District. Julio Flores has more.
Superintendent Blake Vargas says the district is looking at four bus manufacturing companies. He says they will choose the one that benefits the district the most. Vargas says the new electric buses could be charged every other day with the actual buses, charging stations, and infrastructure covered by grant funding. He says the warranty and lifespan of the buses would be the same as a diesel bus currently in use. Vargas says the grant money used for purchase of the electric buses allows them to address other needs within the school and community. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
On Tuesday, January 17th, K-State will announce a partnership with Network Kansas to bring a broad array of support to enhance locally driven economic prosperity strategies, grow existing small businesses, and create new business opportunities in all 105 counties in Kansas. K-State is the nation's first land-grant university and says it remains focused on driving economic growth. This is Kansas Information Network News.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills. Our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination. Our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. According to a statement from her office, on Tuesday morning, Governor Laura Kelly tested positive for COVID-19. Her office reported that she's fully vaccinated, and this is the first day that she's experienced symptoms, which have been minor. And she's following the guidance of public health officials to self-isolate as she continues to work. The governor's office has informed inaugural ball attendees, participants in the inauguration ceremony, and attendees of the executive order signing on Tuesday morning. They encourage them all to test immediately as a precautionary measure. This should not delay normal government functions. The state of the state will be postponed to Tuesday, January 24th at 6:30 p.m., and the governor's budget will still be released to the legislature as planned on Thursday. On Tuesday, Fort Hays State University, North Central Kansas Technical College, and Northwest Kansas Technical College announced a new affiliation initiative to address demographic and economic challenges in rural Kansas. This affiliation initiative will focus on developing solutions in three key areas that are developing academic programs and integrated student services that meet the educational and professional needs of today's and tomorrow's students, aligning and optimizing inter-institutional operations to remove unnecessary bureaucratic barriers to student success, and creating a coalition with regional businesses, industries, and communities focused on increasing opportunities for students, expanding entrepreneurship, and meeting workforce development needs in rural Kansas. Fort Hays State University President Tisa Mason, North Central Kansas Tech President Eric Burks, and Northwest Tech President Ben Shears released a statement regarding the affiliation initiative, saying their institutions exist to serve students and communities, and this is the true north that will guide their focus in this endeavor. Higher education institutions have long been beacons of opportunity and drivers of economic prosperity. And for communities to thrive, every individual needs a chance to fully develop their talents, skills, and interests. They said they look forward to working together and aligning their efforts and resources to deliver enhanced opportunities for rural Kansas. The Area Board of Control, the governing body of the Northwest Tech, will consider the plan on Wednesday, January the 11th. The NCK Tech Board of Trustees will do the same on January 16th. and Fort Hays State University's governing body, the Kansas Board of Regents, will consider the plan on January 18th. According to the Russell Police Department, a man suspected of shooting and killing a 45-year-old Russell man on Monday has been apprehended. The suspect, a 47-year-old male, was apprehended without incident at his residence on Tuesday around 1:30 p.m. The apprehension comes after dispatchers received a call of a shooting on Monday around 2:30 p.m. in the 1300 block of North Fossil Street in Russell. When the officers arrived, they found 45-year-old Cecil Aldridge of Russell with a life-threatening gunshot wound. He was transported by EMS to a local hospital and later flown to Wichita in critical condition. And according to the Russell Police Department, at around 9:05 a.m. on Tuesday, Aldridge succumbed to his injuries. The city of Russell said the suspect fled the scene in a pickup and was considered armed and dangerous and requested the public's assistance in locating him. The case is still under investigation. However, a preliminary case has been sent to the Russell County Attorney for review. The Kansas House is gaveled in for the start of the 2023 legislative session as the entire chamber took its oath of office in groups of 10. The first day back in Topeka is always a special one for representatives, regardless if they have been there before. And now that work will begin, one of the big issues lawmakers envision getting done is getting more money back into your pockets. The state has a $2 billion budget surplus, so lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are looking at ways to cut taxes. Representative Leah Howell said they're probably going to see some follow-up along taxes, as, of course, is already a big push and discussion about food tax and when they'll make any tweaks or changes with that. And some are hopeful that they will see property tax relief for residential homeowners. Several committees start hearings as soon as January 9th, and some of the other significant issues lawmakers expect to deal with include medical marijuana, child care, juvenile justice, and more. In Nebraska news, bills aimed at addressing Nebraska's new voter ID law are drawing national attention. Two of the measures introduced by Senator Steve Erdman go far beyond requiring government-issued identification. One option would eliminate voting by mail in the future for many Nebraskans. Only people who can prove that they're unable to make it to a physical polling location could vote by mail if Erdman's proposals pass as is. That would include registered military members, nursing home residents, and people who are away at college. The bills would also require all ballots to be counted on Election Day. Erdman said that that is all intended to ensure election integrity. However, the senator admits that he doesn't know for sure if there's been any widespread voting fraud, which Nebraska has no history of. Despite that fact, supporters say the voter ID law is necessary to prevent any possible problems in the future. ACLU of Nebraska says it's actively monitoring legislation surrounding the law and that it's against Erdman's proposals, calling them, quote, clear attempts at voter suppression. Erdman's bills would also make primary and general election days state holidays, alongside canceling some fees necessary to get a state ID. A McCook man was killed in a head-on collision on Saturday near Wellfleet. Authorities said Jordan Lager, 33, was the driver of a northbound car that crossed the center line and struck a southbound pickup truck shortly before 4:17 p.m. on Saturday. Lager was pronounced dead at the scene, and the four occupants of the pickup truck were taken to the North Platte Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Investigation of the accident is ongoing. A woman is in custody after her child died from fentanyl. According to a court affidavit, Paris Hunt called medics to her home on North 95th in March of 2022. They found a four-year-old boy unresponsive, and the child was taken to Children's Hospital and Medical Center, where he later died. After an interview with Hunt, she allegedly told authorities the boy may have gotten into a pill bottle. She allegedly said the pill bottle contained a half of what she thought was Percocet. After an analysis of the pill bottle, authorities found that the pill was counterfeit and made with fentanyl. Hunt is now in Douglas County Jail, and she's been charged with negligent child abuse resulting in death. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, January 9th, Chairman Richard Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Jeff Stewart and Lisa Moosman with the Kansas Department of Transportation, Rob Lawson and Brad LeBeau with the Norton County Road Department, and James Maru with the City of Norton were present to discuss some road improvements that are on the schedule for this spring. James spoke about the project that will begin on U.S. 36 in April. The construction will be from the stoplight east to the Norton city limits, and the U.S. 36 highway through Norton will be closed at the east entrance of Casey's with a detour. Westbound traffic will not have a detour, but the eastbound traffic will have to use a planned route of Eagles Club Road. There were questions about the maintenance of the Eagles Club Road, and if damage occurs during the detour, who's responsible for returning it to the original condition? And the city and county agreed to work together on maintenance and repairs. There was also discussion about stripping the Eagle Club Road and if it was going to be required. James said that he'll check into the order. The next topic was the U.S. 383 project from the Calvert Junction to Prairie Dog Creek Bridge, as Jeff stated that he's already receiving calls about how access will be given to the Almena residents. So some discussion was held on the condition of county roads and which route would be considered best for local traffic. The official closing date is March 20th of 2023 through October 20th, and Rob stated the county will just need to monitor the situation and apply the resources where needed. Rob Lawson with the Road Department reported to the Commission with the weekly projects and schedules. Rob reported that the vehicle inventory and supplies have been completed, and the service truck and the shop are still in need of inventory reporting. Foley Equipment has updated the mileage billings that were questioned last month. Mark with Foley Equipment stated that they have looked into the invoices and the billing was sent incorrectly. The county will be given credit for the invoices paid. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment was on site last week for inspection of the fuel tanks and paperwork. The files and records for 2022 have been approved and submitted. The portable welder was discussed for purchase. Rob had discussed the purchase last fall and stated that he would like to move forward with the purchase. Two bids were received for the portable welder, and after review of the bids, a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the bid from Lincoln in the amount of $5,999 with a $750 rebate. The motion was given a second from Commissioner Beidler, and the motion passed 3-0. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste reported to the Commission with the ongoing problems with biohazard waste bags. Ted has sent a letter to the entities that could be responsible and warned them of the possible action that could be taken if the deposit of hazardous bags does not stop, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has been notified with each incident. Dallas Goslin with the Norton County Economic Development reported that the base grant application has come out and he's completed the necessary application. The Norton County Economic Development Board Housing Infrastructure Project grant request in the amount of $100,000 is from the second half of the Norton County ARPA fund disbursement. Donna Lowry with the Norton Chamber was present to discuss with the commission a county membership, and various options were reviewed and discussed for the county's membership. The commission will review the information and report back to Donna. Two resolutions were presented to the commission for review and approval. Resolution 2023-01, which is a resolution to waive the annual requirement for generally accepted accounting principles of fixed asset accounting. And Resolution 2023-02, which is a resolution declaring financial statement and financial reports prepared in conformity with generally accepted accounting principles are not relevant to the cash basis law and budget law of Kansas and are of no significant value to the governing body or general public. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve Resolutions 2023-01 and 2023-02 as presented, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. Sheriff Thompson discussed with the commission the office and department operations. A jail report was given and discussion of the emergency management position was made, and Troy also spoke with the commission about the road and highway projects that will be beginning soon. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the December 30, 2022 minutes, with the second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0, and the meeting adjourned until January 16th. Funeral services for Dr. R.A. Buzz Peterson, 81 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, January 12th, at the First Church of God in Norton, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m. today, Wednesday, January 11th, at the funeral home, and the family will greet friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. Memorial services for Raymond Hikus, 76 of Lenora, will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, January 14th, at the Plumber Gobber Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 13th, also at the funeral home, and interment will be held at a later date at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Raymond Hikus Memorial Fund and may be sent in care of Plumber Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. A memorial service for Lanny Davis, 83 of Norton, will be held at the United Methodist Church in Norton tomorrow, Thursday, January 12th at 2 p.m. Lanny willed his body to be donated to the Kansas University Medical School to further medical research, and Plumber Gobber Funeral Home in Norton is assisting with the arrangements. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Norton Lions Club, and condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have potato boats, baked beans, fruit cocktail, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pepperoni pocket, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cheeseburger, bun, potatoes, fruit, and vegetable. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather report is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 4 p.m., and it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 46. Should be breezy today with a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a chance of rain and snow before 9 p.m., and then a chance of snow between 9 p.m. and midnight. Should be cloudy tonight, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 24 and blustery with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and wind gust as high as 30 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation tonight is 50% with new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. On Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 37 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 17. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, for Friday, it should be mostly sunny with the high near 44. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 53. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 51. On Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 49. And on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 44. Currently, with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.81. And the dew point is 28 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs have secured the number one seed in the AFC after their victory over the Las Vegas Raiders on Saturday afternoon. And with the win, they have a bye week this week and will have to play until next weekend's divisional round matchup. And head coach Andy Reid met with the media and he discussed the bye week for the team and having this multiple times now, what he thinks the right balance is for the team going through the bye week and what they need to work on and what they need to do to rest with this extra time off.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's the trick to it, is the balance. And then how the players utilize their free time. So, and coaches for that matter. I mean, we've got to make sure that we keep on top of the scheme stuff too. So we'll see how all that works out. But yeah, that I tell you, that's a trick to it, is to try to keep the balance where the players stay sharp and coaches still can add a couple things into the guys, into their mix, and then we go from there.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at rethinkbutts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We're watching a disturbance quickly moving out of southern Utah and headed toward the plains that will interact with some moisture that lifts in from the south. And we'll likely see a mix of precipitation across central, north central, and eastern Kansas here tonight. It may transition briefly to freezing rain and eventually over to snow. Snowfall rates could increase to about 3/4 of an inch per hour, and that may bring us anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of precipitation by very early on Thursday morning. In northwestern Kansas today, rain will transition to snow. It'll be breezy with a high temperature in the low 40s. Snow tonight, additional accumulation with a low 22. North central Kansas, rain this afternoon with a high in the upper 40s. And in northeast Kansas, mostly cloudy today with a high in the low 50s. In southwestern Kansas, a high wind warning in effect, blowing dust this afternoon with a high in the upper 50s. South central Kansas, our high today in the upper 50s. Tonight, a chance of rain, then mostly cloudy in southeastern Kansas with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls this morning, first off, on the livestock side, still mixed open expected. Thought we would see a bottom in the hog market, but haven't seen that as of yet. Until then, I think they're going to wait and see when that we'll see the bounce there. We still see the cash trade still non-existent. Don't think they'll get anything lower than 157 on the cash trade. I think there's still the optimism out there to be able to do that, but we'll wait and see if that's going to be the case. Generally higher in the overnight markets, but a bit off the highs this morning. We see wheat futures down 1 to 2. Corn, though, up to soybean futures 7 to 8 higher, both on the old crop and new crop as well. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Why should you add Sustainable Oils Camelina to your crop rotation? Consider this. Sustainable Oils Camelina is the feedstock crop of choice for renewable diesel production, and demand is growing fast. It has strong drought tolerance.